This is Jaguars Postgame,
presented by Florida Home AC.
JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Pride of the Jaguars, Fred Taylor, bring you highlights and analysis from today's game. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's JP Shadrick.
Welcome in. It's Jaguars Postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today, official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Final score from the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, Jaguars 31, Saints 24. The Jaguars have won four straight to improve to a record of 5-2, their best start since 2007. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor is on the line with us tonight as well. Plenty ahead. We'll get to Bucky Brooks in New Orleans with head coach Doug Peterson coming up shortly. But, Fred, let's start with you. Another win. This one, a nail-biter down to the end in the Superdome.
JP, I'm on a late-night prowl, brother. It was an amazing game. Look, it started so fast from the opening kickoff. They took the ball down 10 plays, 75 yards, ETN points to the end. Trevor with the 9-yard scamper, he said, look, I'm good. You know, I'm ready to play. I signed up for it. Let's go. And then you have back-to-back turnovers that seems to slow things down. You go, oh, wow, okay. Has that set in? And then they turned it up again, and somehow in the third quarter they found a way to slow down again. And the Saints made it a game, and the excitement started from there. And then somehow Christian Kirk, he found a way. And I didn't know he was that fast, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. That was amazing. He put it in the end zone, and the defense found a way to get it done. And here we are, four in a row. Beautiful thing, man. Such a great game, a great Thursday night game. Now they can get some rest and recover.
Yeah, go to sleep for a little while, Fred. 5-2 right now for the Jags. And the defense, you know, you look at some of the final stats, it's going to be so misleading. We said it at halftime. The Jags, the one concern we had was the time of possession in the first half. With all this stuff going on with the short week, would it catch up to them in the fourth quarter? Clearly it did. I mean, guys were gassed. But, Fred, if they don't score on defense tonight, they probably don't win that football game.
Oh, without a doubt, Mike. The defense, it's so many unsungs. You can't take Buster Brown downtown. You got to give that young man credit. He had an amazing game. I want to use another word. Starts with an H, ends with an A, but I'm not. But he had a great game. And also Josh Allen, you know, even though he didn't chart the sacks, this probably was his best game from a, you know, pass rush standpoint. Everything he did, from the pressures, the moves, he showed versatility. I thought he showed up in the run game. And the defense has, you know, after that Texans loss, when they gave up 37, they were able to come back, man, and they're holding. They're doing a really good job of holding these offenses. And not only that, they're doing an amazing job against the run. Tip your hats off to them. They're playing outstanding.
Jaguars get it done 31-24. The defense on the field for 87 plays, 36 minutes, 10 seconds time of possession for the Saints in this game. They just kept having to go back out there because, Fred, the offense had a lull there where they couldn't get anything done. They had three and outs. They had four-play drive and a punt. They turned it over on downs after six plays. I mean, after ETN's second touchdown, they had punt, punt, field goal, punt, punt, downs, punt, and then the game-winning touchdown. I mean, that is a lull of epic proportions for the offense there in this game tonight.
Yeah, JP, and that's another reason I say Josh Allen, you know, for example, a lot of other guys had really good games. But Josh, you know, the Saints were just nickel and diamond. They run check down, flare pass, screen, check down. But the defense, that's what happens when you play that zone. They decided we're going to play a zone all night, try and get pressure that way and rattle Derek Carr. And they were able to come up and make tackles when need be. The Saints, give them credit too. They found ways to, you know, to get the ball where they needed it to go, even though they were dinking and dunking. But the defense played 87 plays, 36 minutes. They're going to sleep good on the way home. But again, man, you got to tip your hat off to them. The bend don't break style of defense that they've been playing here lately, they're finding a way to get it done. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I would give credit to Derek Carr. A lot of people say he doesn't have a clutch bone in his body, but, I mean, he played pretty clutch tonight, obviously hurt down the stretch, just couldn't complete the scoring drive, much to the Jags' advantage, Fred. But, you know, you mentioned Kirk. You weren't sure he was that fast. Calvin Ridley really not a factor in this football game at all tonight. Looked like, I don't know if he was gassed or a little under the weather on that one right after he caught that, the only pass he had tonight. He almost had that one down the sideline. It certainly, when they play man against you, they go to Kirk a lot, but I was surprised that Ridley was this little involved in the game.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it were the game plan or something the Saints were doing, but, you know, they did play man, and here you have Christian Kirk beating his old teammate out there, and Matthew. And he did an amazing job on the shake route to get open underneath,
yep,
and to take it 44 yards for that eventual game-winning touchdown. It was just an amazing play, and he surprised me with his jets. But thankfully, they have a group of guys in ETN, Ingram, Kirk, Zay when he returns, Agnew, all those guys. They can score. You know, they can catch the ball. They can score. They can have options, which only makes for a good offense looking forward down the road.
More with Fred and Mike coming up. The Jaguars cornerbacks played big in this game. They were without Tyson Campbell tonight. It was the first career start for second-year corner Monterrick Brown, who is with Bucky Brooks in the Superdome. Bucky?
Thanks, guys. Buster Brown, like, just talk about, what did it feel like that first career start?
Man, it felt great, you know, to get that first start. You know, it wasn't perfect, but I got the job done.
Now, speaking of getting the job done, like, you played against veteran receivers, you had Michael Thomas on you. What did you draw on to go against a veteran like that in clutch situations?
You know, I had a great week of preparation, you know, studying where Mike was. You know, I knew what was coming before the play. So, man, just putting in the work during the week, it helped me a lot.
You know, one of the things that stands out to me when I watch you guys are great tacklers. You had to step in, a lot being counted on because you played for Tyson Campbell. You talked about the preparation for the week, mm-hmm, but on game day, how did you keep your nerves calm when you're playing in these big moments?
You know, I got a great support staff around me, you know, my mom. My mom's here, actually. You know, she cheering on for me, and, man, I just got a great support staff around me.
Okay, so now you had first start, so how do you build upon it to get ready for next week, Pittsburgh?
Just do it over again. You got to prove it again, you know, another week of preparation and another day of hard work.
Well, look, man, it's great to see you have such a great game. Great to get the win. Go enjoy it with your teammates.
Man, appreciate it.
All right, Bucky, thank you very much. Yeah, you had a big pass defense at the end there on the fourth down play to wrap it up for the Jaguars tonight. Monterrick Brown, second-year corner out of Arkansas, and a guy who hasn't had a lot of time really on the defensive side at all. He's been on special teams, and, you know, now he has to step in there tonight and – in the big moment at the end was huge, but to the cornerback play as a whole, they roll three of the corners really played big in this one. Plenty ahead. We're back in a moment. More with Bucky Brooks of the Superdome. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey. I'm JP Shadrick. The Jaguars get a win in New Orleans, 31-24, and it's Jaguars post game on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Final score at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Jaguars 31, Saints 24. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor in the Hyundai Studios in Jacksonville. Let's head back to the Superdome in New Orleans. Tyler Shatley, Jaguars left guard, standing by with Bucky Brooks.
Tyler, congrats on a great win. You guys did a great job up front protecting Trevor Lawrence, injured quarterback. What went into keeping him upright?
Yeah, first of all, appreciate it, man. Yeah. Obviously, we've been preparing. It's a short week. It's just stuff we've been working on really all year, you know, trying to iron out some of the wrinkles and, you know, really came together today. We play well. Obviously, Trevor moved around the pocket well. He had a couple big runs. I was questioning.
Yeah.
I don't know what they had on that knee brace. I don't know. Yeah, man, I mean, you see, we got receivers getting open. You know, the running back, like Travis, is running hard. All the running backs are running hard. So they make our job a lot easier.
Yeah, one of the things that everyone can notice from the offense is more physicality, more toughness. Mm-hmm. What has gone into that? Has that been a point of emphasis?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about, you know, we gotta be more physical. We gotta a lot of it's just being more efficient. You know what I'm saying? Doing our job, not trying to do too much. You know, if you gotta block block the B gap, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's a lot of it is just, hey, man, let's just simplify it. Let's just do our job. We got guys, like we got so many playmakers, like they're going to make plays. We just got to do our part, get the ball, you know, keep Trevor upright, get the ball in the playmakers' hands, and they'll make us look good.
So, look, man, it's been a crazy stretch. Couple back-to-back London games, a game at home, then you go here. How you take advantage of the extended break before you go to Pittsburgh?
Me personally, I'm going to get some sleep. I don't know, hang out with the kids, which will probably wear me out, but it'll be good. And then, yeah, honestly, man, just getting to spend time with family. I think that's a big thing. I know a lot of guys are getting, you know, kind of banged up, so they'll get some time off their feet. Like I said, just getting some rest, it'll be big for us.
Look, man, great win. We'll see you guys again next week.
All right, appreciate it.
Mr. Jaguar, Tyler Shatley. Yeah, the offensive line getting it done with a quarterback with a knee issue coming into the game. You heard it from him there, guys. I mean, he's, wait a minute, what's Trevor running for all this time? But, hey, it worked out, Fred, in some big moments tonight, and the O-line needs some credit.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think he was going to allude to Trevor wearing the knee brace. Zero sacks, zero QB hits, zero interceptions. And they ended up with 113 rushing yards on 26 carries. That's 4.3 average. So the big guys up front really held it down. Shout out to Sheriff for, you know, overcoming his injury that he had last week and getting back out there. And they did an amazing job of keeping Trevor clean. Yeah, so the big guys, man, they don't get the love, you know, from the media or the limelight from, you know, the ladies and the fans. But we give them love in the locker room. They did an amazing job.
Yeah, those three parts to that. The offensive line, Trevor getting rid of the ball, you know, playing the way they wanted them to, and Press Taylor probably calling the game a little bit to get more quick drops, get the ball out of Trevor's hands. But, I mean, the stat you just said, Fred, the zero quarterback hits in the game. It's one thing to hold them sackless, not even to allow a hit on your injured quarterback. That was massive tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. I'm sure Trevor has to be figuring out, like, oh, come on, guys. I'm coming in banged up. And, you know, things happen. You get hit here and there. But to not have a hit at all, that's amazing.
Jaguars get it done tonight, 31-24 over the Saints. The Jags now 5-2. The Saints fall to 3-4. The best start for the Jaguars since 2007. Plenty to dissect in this game. Bucky Brooks still at the Superdome. We'll see who else he can come up with. I know Doug Peterson will be with him shortly after he meets with the media after the Jags win tonight. Then it is a mini bye this weekend, and then next weekend the Jaguars visit the Pittsburgh Steelers. But as Tyler Shatley just said, yes, some time to get this team back as healthy as they can, get some guys off their feet, and try to get things right for that trip to Pittsburgh coming up. Hey, you know, there was they had a fake punt tonight that led to the field goal, which was right before halftime there. It was something we haven't seen this year. Haven't seen it in a few years. But Logan Cook with a nice pass to get that field goal. They had the interception overturned right after that, of course, and then McManus made it a 17-6 game before half. New Orleans got a field goal, and then Aluakun's interception return for a touchdown off the tip ball was obviously a huge play in this game, and Foyer finished with 14 tackles on the night to lead the way again and the interception. Overall, he just continues to build and build, and he is the clear kind of guy who runs the show on defense, Fred.
No, he is. I mean, and again, I think I said it a week ago, he had over, 15 tackles or something like that versus the Colts. He is deserving of a Pro Bowl, man. You can't be a guy who leads the league in a category each and every year and not get the love back. But he's a machine. He's an amazing person. And he's a consummate pro and a leader for this, you know, for that defense, and he deserves his due. He looked amazing on that pick six. He had some skills. He jumped it outside, and he did everything right on that particular play. But I want to go back to your, you know, when you were talking about the fake punt right there, JP. Yeah. I think it's safe to say in observation and scout report that if the Jaguars are in the opponent's territory and it's fourth and two or one, it's safe to say they're going to be aggressive at any particular point in the game, whether it's fake punts, going for it on fourth down. That would be my scouting report on this team. And they convert, and sometimes they don't, but you got to love the consistency there.
Yeah, I thought it was the perfect time for it, too, because you know what New Orleans is thinking, like, okay, the Jags feel like they've dominated this half. They don't want to give us the ball around the 45-yard line, so they're going to punt it away and try to play defense for another 35, 40 seconds, whatever
yeah,
it was.
Right.
So, I mean, and you could see Logan Cook took a peek over there, Fred, and obviously that was something Heath Farwell had identified where those guys trying to block the gunner were getting back and just let Tim Jones get a free release, it looked like. So, worked out. I mean, pretty much everything the Jags did for the first couple of quarters, at least, with the exception of the self-inflicted turnovers, was working.
Yeah, without a doubt. There was a while there where the Saints didn't stop the Jaguars. The Jaguars stopped themselves with the Christian Kirk fumble, and then the very next possession. After the very next possession, I believe it was a three and out, they punt. And then the Saints, they stopped the Saints on a three and out. And then you have a muffed punt return that gives New Orleans the ball back. So they did a few things to just slow themselves down. It wasn't necessarily the Saints early. And they're trying to find some consistency. You know, you'll see moments where they look great, they look amazing, and then they slow down. But, again, they keep fighting, they keep standing in there. But more importantly, the defense, you know, the defense complements them really well. You know, they go out there and they do what they need to do. They don't bend. They don't break, I should say. They find a way to get the offense those opportunities back. They're a unit who hasn't gotten a whole lot of credit, you know, in the offseason or didn't get a lot of credit in the offseason. But I think they're very much deserving of all the credit and everything they've earned to this point.
Plenty more ahead. Bucky Brooks standing by at the Superdome to visit with head coach Doug Peterson after a big-time win on the road Thursday night football. A 31-24 final. Jaguars over the Saints. It's now four in a row for the Jags, who improved to 5-2. And this is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today. Official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey and Fred Taylor from the Hyundai Studios after a Jags win over the Saints, 31-24. Coming up, Doug Peterson. He is at the podium in New Orleans speaking with the media, and he will go down the hallway. I guess there's a hallway between. Haven't been to the Superdome in a while, but he will visit with Bucky Brooks either way. We'll hear from the Jaguars head coach after a wild, wild football game. The Jaguars led this thing 14-3 at one point. It was 17-6, and then it was 24-9 after the interception return for a touchdown. Jags feeling pretty good about it. But then the Saints went on a 16-play, 7.5-minute scoring drive with a Taysom Hill touchdown run on fourth down, fourth and goal from the one to get back within one score. And then it was just kind of back and forth punting and turnover on downs for the Jags on a fourth and inches play from the shotgun. A handoff was stopped short. And then three plays after that, the Saints tied the game on the Michael Thomas touchdown. So kind of a wild sequence there in that fourth quarter.
Hey, Fred, let me ask you about that fourth down run there. One complaint I hear from a lot of Jaguar fans is they don't like running in short yardage out of the pistol or the shotgun. How do you feel about that, which is what they ultimately ended up doing tonight and were unsuccessful?
What'd you say again, big brother?
I heard
you loud and clearly, okay. Michael, I heard you loud and clearly. If you don't mind me calling you Michael, I call you Big Mike. I come from the old school. So it's kind of, you know, not necessarily fair. So to answer your question, I would say, you know, I would like my quarterback to get under center. Now you have the threat or option of running a QB sneak in that particular case, fourth and inches. I think everybody in the world would assume QB sneak or some sort of play that myself, Maurice Jones-Drew, Greg Jones, Stacey Mack, all the running backs that have come through Jacksonville, we love the power. Just give it to us. Let the guard pull, and we're going to – that's the football. That's the God's play. Football God's play is power. That's what we wanted to run. they don't run it a whole lot nowadays. They're running zone read out of the pistol. And, you know, when it works, nobody cares. Mm-hmm. You'll have that initial, what are they thinking? Well, if it worked, thank God. So it's sort of hard to second-guess those sort of calls, because if Trevor's healthy, now you have an opportunity to zone read or read option, and he can pull it and go around the outside and go and get one or two. He's that athletic. I like to run it when he's healthy, but when he's banged up, it's sort of a tough call for me. But it didn't work. It didn't work. We all saw it. The whole world saw it. It didn't work. Everybody's going to question it. But again, they got faith in their defense. They were in an area of the field where they felt like they can execute. They didn't. Having faith in that defense, they believe in those guys. Those guys, they were able to find, try to stand up, whether it worked or not. And, that's just part of the game. You call the play and you live with it.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC continues. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey from the Hyundai Studios in Jacksonville. Fred Taylor on the line with us. Bucky Brooks standing by at the Superdome in New Orleans. Head coach Doug Peterson speaking with the media. And he'll head down and visit with Bucky here coming up shortly after Jaguars win. And now four in a row. And it is just the stretch right now for this team, Fred. I mean, after the 1-2 start and the horrible loss to the Texans, they go to London and figure it out with two wins over the Falcons and the Bills, and then come back home and get it done against the Colts, and then on a short week go over to New Orleans and win a game like this when they had 87 defensive plays. I mean, that is quite a stretch of football, and to have four wins out of those four games is something else.
Without a doubt, JP, they're playing very good football. I just heard something during the break there. It was a Fair and Fair commercial. They said something happens when you begin to believe. And then eventually at the end of the commercial, it says the unbelievable happened. The expectations are high, especially in Jacksonville for the offense, for the team. People expected them to come out, and now you got to match up against the Chiefs. You played really well, but you lost 17-9. The Texans, so unexpected. You lose 37-17, and you go, man. Now everybody's deflated, but now they've run off four in a row. They got the Steelers are up next, a team who's always been great matchup and an amazing and exciting opponent to play. And then you have a bye week and the 49ers, the Titans, and the Texans. So I think all in all, man, they believe in themselves. They've blocked out the outside noise. They're finding their stride, hitting some rhythm there. I think they're going to go up to Pittsburgh. Heinz Field and beat the Steelers. Yes, I'm ahead of myself, but that's what I believe. And then they'll be able to rest during the bye and have a great matchup versus arguably the best team in the NFL, even in spite of that loss last week to Cleveland. The Niners are going to be a great test and challenge, and I believe they'll have an opportunity to say, okay, middle of the season, we're ready to go. And that's going to definitely dictate a lot and say a lot about this Jaguars team.
Plenty more ahead on the other side. Doug Peterson, Jaguars head coach with Bucky Brooks, coming up at the Superdome in New Orleans, where the Jaguars got a win over the Saints. 31-24 the final. It's Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor in the Hyundai Studios in Jacksonville after a Jaguars win. 31-24 the final over the New Orleans Saints. The Jags have now won four in a row to improve to a record of 5-2, the best start for the team since 2007. The man at the helm is Doug Peterson, and he's with Bucky Brooks.
Coach, what are your thoughts on a really gutty win down in New Orleans?
Yeah, you said it. It was a gutty win. I thought the way we started out, we started fast, both sides of the ball, special teams. We scored 17 in the first half, thinking really that we couldn't be stopped. I just felt like offensively, if we stayed positive on first down, we sustained drives and we ended up scoring, and then defensively holding them to field goals. When they had some lengthy drives was key. The second half, Second half was a little bit different. They changed some things up defensively. They were stunting a little bit more on first and second down, getting into some dime personnel, second longs, you know, and then and they were in tempo offense, right? So, you know, just some things that we need to adjust to a little bit better. But, you know, down the stretch, you know, Buster made a heck of a play at the end, Christian, and you know, Trevor made a play there to score. So, you know, the guys made plays and gutted it out there at the end.
There's always a lot of conversation about the offense, but defensively, they take the ball away. They're doing a really good job of tackling. What has really gone into getting this defense up to play at a high level?
You know, I just think it's confidence now, right? They're just second year. We talk about this second year in the system. They're comfortable with Mike and the scheme and the plan. You know, putting guys in position to be successful. You know, playing more zone than man. We're kind of built that way. You know, and the guys are just making plays. We're affecting the quarterback. You know, getting him off his spot, making him scramble or throw high. You know, and that's those are key things. Those are things that, you know, we probably didn't see the first half of last year. And you know, now the all that stuff's coming together. The takeaway thing is huge. Obviously, those are possessions now for your offense. And just they're just again just playing really good together. You know, and it's fun to watch.
One area a lot of people don't talk about is special teams, but you have been able to kind of steal points, win games, special teams. Had a big fake punt, and then Logan Cook has some great punts down inside the 10. Special teams have really improved in your tenure. What is going into seeing that improvement?
I mean, you know, Heath Farwell, our special teams coordinator, has done a great job of preparing these guys, and we got guys that really embrace playing special teams, you know, and we got a core group of guys there that do a great job, and then, you know, tonight the fake, you know, it was something that we've been working on the last couple of weeks, and you know, it was a perfect time. We were up around midfield, I think, and just well executed, you know. And anytime you know you can steal a possession, much like we did in the Kansas City game a year ago up there with the onside kick to start the game. Anytime you can take a possession away from them, you hope you can get points. We got the field goal out of it, which was really good. You know, and yeah, Logan's kicking the ball extremely well right now. Brandon McManus is kicking the ball, not only field goals, but his kickoffs are, you know, out of the back of the end zone, which is what you want. And just playing really good as a unit.
Yeah, so somebody else who played really good. It was questions about whether Trevor Lawrence is going to play. And then the toughness that he displayed, he's running around like nothing is wrong. What did you learn about your young quarterback tonight?
Just learned how tough he is, how mental, you know, mentally tough he is. And you know, we all know the physical aspect because he's a quarterback. He's going to get hit and knocked around, and, you know, he bounces up. But to play on a short week with the with an injury that as a staff and as a medical staff felt comfortable that he couldn't injure it any further, you know, that's the number one thing for me is making sure we're not putting a player in harm's way. He felt really good today, felt good last night. And I got to trust my players, right? I don't want to take it ever out of their hands. You know, if I don't want to or don't have to. But Trevor had a lot of confidence pregame. You know, he had that look in his eye, you know, and he wanted to play and wanted to be out there with his teammates. So, heck of an effort battling out. I really praise the offensive line for really kind of keeping him clean in the pocket tonight, other than his scrambles, you know, where he got tackled. But a really good gutsy performance.
So, you had a journey over the last 4 weeks. How do you handle this mini bye before you take on a tough Pittsburgh team?
Yeah, I mean, it's we got to be smart, you know, these next 3 days. Guys have got to live in the training room. You know, they've got to get rest. You know, and they got to somehow try to get as fresh as they can in 3 days. You know, it's almost humanly impossible, but try to get as fresh as they can. We got to make a, you know, we got one more push next week, and then we got another kind of a 7-day break there. But, you know, we just – the thing is, too – you don't ever want to break your momentum, you know, and you want to keep this train moving. And but yet we need this little mini break right now where we're at. And hopefully we get, you know, we get Walker back, we get Zay back. I don't know where Tyson's going to be. Maybe we get Greg Jr. back next week. So there's some positivity going into next week that we're looking forward to.
Well, look, man, we're looking forward to seeing it. We'll see you in Pittsburgh next week.
All right. Thank you, Bucky.
All right, head coach Doug Peterson with Bucky Brooks at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, and a happy head coach. Yeah, 4 in a row. Get rested up, Mike, and get back to business next week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that was a carrot they used for him all week long. Go play your hearts out, and you're going to get a few extra days off, and then you play one game in 10 days, and then you get the next couple weeks off to get ready for the San Francisco 49ers. So, I mean, you made it through the hard stuff in terms of the travel and the exhaustion. Now you get to maybe take advantage and play downhill a little bit.
Yeah, get right and get ready because, yeah, those games coming up will be extremely physical. More from Fred Taylor coming up in a moment. We've got the Kingfish Pest Control defensive play of the game in a moment as well. You probably guess what that is. A look at the final stats when we return after a Jaguars win 31-24 over the Saints. It's Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Welcome back. It's Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. We're at the Hyundai Studios in Jacksonville after a Jaguars win in New Orleans, 31-24 over the Saints. Let's get to the Kingfish Pest Control defensive play of the game. And you guessed it, it is Foye Oluokun with a pick six, the first score of his career.
Four-man rush, dropping his car, looking, steps forward, fires to the middle of the field, and that ball is picked off by Foye Oluokun off the deflection to the 15 as he runs it back to the 10, to the 5, angles for the pylon, touchdown! Foye Oluokun brought back the deflected interception for the score!
There you have it, the Kingfish Pest Control defensive play of the game. Let the pros tackle the pests in your home by going to kingfishpest.com. That's kingfishpest.com. Well, Fred, what did you take away from Doug Peterson's comments with Bucky there? A team that's won four games in 19 days in three cities. Think about that for a while. That's a lot.
That's a whole lot, JP. Basically, just first and foremost, live in the training room, get some rest. Translation, do not do what Fred Taylor did in, I think, the year 2000 when he went up to Pittsburgh, still hungover. Yet, I had an amazing game, but I wasn't rested. I was out of it completely, but somehow I got it done. I think he was saying the total opposite. Get some rest, guys. Take advantage of this time in between. Let's not break our momentum. You know, we're doing an amazing job. We've won four in a row. We think we're hitting on our strides. The communication is there. We have some guys we know we depend on, but they're getting rest as well. Let's get as healthy as possible. Next man up. You know, when the other guys get back, obviously it'll be more of a bonus for the team when they have so many different options of players that they can plug in and pull out. But until then, next man up and just be ready to play.
All right, we'll come back in a moment. We've got player of the game voting to come. We've got final stats, plenty more ahead after a Jaguars win and a big one in New Orleans. 31-24 over the Saints, and it's Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today, official air conditioning partner of the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor after a Jaguars win over the Saints, 31-24. Let's take a look at the Everbank final stats. And, boy, these will not tell you the tale of how this thing ended up today. The Saints dominated in a lot of areas. Total yardage, 407 to 330 in favor of New Orleans. Rushing yardage, 113 to 112 in favor of the Jaguars. Passing net, 295 to 217 in favor of the Saints. Penalties, 5 for 42 yards against the Jags, 3 for 34 yards against the New Orleans Saints. First downs, the Saints had 25 to the Jaguars, 18. On third downs, the teams combined to go 5 for 29 on third down in this game. Jags were 2 of 11. The Saints were 3 for 18 on third down. It's horrible. And then turnovers. Jaguars gave it up twice early, but were able to hang in the game. And the Saints gave it up late one time. Time of possession, 36 minutes, 10 seconds for the New Orleans Saints. And they ran 87 plays to the Jaguars' 56 in the game. That is quite a stat line. Trevor Lawrence, 20-29. 204, a touchdown. He was the leading rusher by yardage for the Jags. 8 carries, 59 yards. Travis Etienne with his third straight 2-touchdown game. First Jaguars player in history to have multi-touchdown games in 3 in a row. 14 for 53. Carr, 33 of 55. 301 through the air. Touchdown and interception. Kamara, 62 yards on the ground. Taysom Hill had a touchdown run. And Kamara also had 91 yards receiving on 12 catches. Kirk led the way, 6 catches, 90 yards, and a touchdown for the Jags. Now, that all said, time for the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. And I didn't even get to the defensive stats. Aluakun, 14 tackles and interception. Lloyd, 11 tackles. Jenkins with 9. Herndon with 7. Blackson had a big game today with 6. You could go on and on and on. All right, so I get a vote. Mike gets a vote. Fred gets a vote and a half. Mike, you want to start us off tonight?
Sure. I think there are several good candidates. I mean, Christian Kirk was an impact player on offense. Travis Etienne as well. Foye Aluakun was our Jaguar Radio Network Player of the Game last week. Could easily get it again. But, I mean, this whole week was about will Trevor Lawrence even play? And he came out and ran for 59 yards, 7.4 yards a carry, led the Jags in rushing, almost led all team, both teams in rushing. In addition to that, 204 yards through the air with the one touchdown to Kirk, no interceptions. He had a close one, but protected the football for the most part tonight and set the tone early by showing that he was going to play as close to his normal game as he possibly could. Because of the circumstances, Trevor Lawrence gets my vote tonight.
You know what? I'm going to split it up so it'll come down to Fred. I'm going to give it to Christian Kirk, who had 6 targets, 6 catches. The big one at the end, though, 44 yards. And he said that Mike DiRocco tweeted this, put it on X earlier out of the locker room. Christian Kirk said, "I don't think I've run that fast since college." Well, that's probably about right. He scored the game-winning touchdown. 6 catches, 90 yards for Kirk. He's my vote. So, Fred, break the tie. Who you got?
This one's going to be easy, JP. I agree with Mike. Trevor, man, just a gutsy performance. Led the team in rushing right there. Also completed 20 of 29 passes, 200 yards in that touchdown that eventually became a game winner that Christian Kirk took in. But a lot of notables, you know, a lot of notables. Mike mentioned Christian, Foye, Buster, even though he didn't get the stats there. But I thought he, you know, did really well in spite of, you know, being out there having to play for Tyson. Devin Lloyd, 2 games back from his thumb, you know, he had 11 tackles. It's total team effort. Special teams play well. But my player of the game vote goes to Trevor. Just a leader all the way around, man. You got to love having him, you know, behind the steering wheel.
Trevor Lawrence, the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game. If you're looking for the MVP of the truck game, then look no further than Ford F-150. Loaded with impressive capabilities and designed to dominate work, play, and everything in between, this truck makes tough look easy. Your local Ford dealer, proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And by the way, we were talking about how the corners played tonight. Each of the 3 corners, Herndon, Darius Williams, and Brown, each had 2 passes defensed in this game. Herndon had 7 tackles. Williams had 5. Buster Brown had 4. So those guys were all over the field tonight.
I mean, 3 of 18 to keep another team on third down.
That's amazing.
It was absurd.
Really was. So a great night all around. And you're right, Freddie. You could go all through the stat sheet and find highlights throughout, but the Jags get a win tonight, 31-24. They are now 5-2. And we're back with a Baptist Health injury report when we return. It's Jaguars post game on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars post game presented by Florida Home AC continues. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. We're at the Hyundai Studios in Jacksonville after a Jags win over the Saints in New Orleans, 31-24. Jags now 5-2. They've won 4 consecutive games. The injury report is presented by Baptist Health and the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official sports medicine provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And you heard Doug Peterson reference it. Walker Little, Zay Jones battling knee issues, possibility they could be back for the Steelers coming up in the game tonight. Agnew was being evaluated for a concussion but was back in right as the PR team, I think, announced that. He was already back on the field. And then Andre Sisco, late in the third quarter, was suffering from cramps, and I don't think he returned to the game. I don't remember him being back on the field.
No, I don't either.
In that fourth quarter. So if it's just cramps, that's okay. That's fine. Moving ahead, not an ideal for this game, but not a long-term issue. Now, there are some other players who are back today. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence battling through the knee issue, having those extra days off this week will be big. Brandon Scherff played in the game today and got through it with an ankle issue. We'll see where Devon Hamilton is next week. He practiced this week. The big fella hasn't played yet this year. And so, hey, this is a good time, Fred, to get back healthy, a few extra days, as healthy as you can, because that, you know how it is in Pittsburgh. They're going to be a physical team.
No doubt. Pittsburgh is definitely, going to be a physical team. We visited there this training camp, man. They look pretty good. They believe in Kenny Pickett. You know, they have Pickens out there on the outside, who's a young receiver who's coming to his own. Up front, obviously, T.J. Watt, we know what he brings to the table. He excites their entire team, not just the guys on the defense side of the ball where he plays. But, you know, Jacksonville has a good team, man. These guys are collectively as a group, they find a way, one, to get it done. They hustle. They have some guys that are playing, you know, for contracts. You look at Josh Allen. Josh Allen, T.J. Watt, no, he doesn't get the recognition. Maybe he, you know, doesn't get the total comparison. But you look at the numbers this year, I think if you go back and watch the tape, he's a guy you're going to say, wow, he's probably having the best year of his entire career, and he's motivated. But, yeah, they're going to need to get some rest, going to need to get some bodies back to go out there as a total unit. Everybody, what is it, Megatron, Optimus Prime, or whatever one of those characters, you need to be at full strength to be able to compete versus the Steelers. So I expect a really good game.
But Calvin Johnson was coming back for
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, not that Megatron.
Wow. Let's come back and wrap it up with our final thoughts after a Jags win in the Superdome. Wild one. Jags had a big lead a couple times. Saints claw back into it, tie the game, but then the Jaguars get a touchdown to win it. In the final minutes, and the Jaguars are now 5-2 after a win over the Saints, 31-24. It's Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today. Official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags over the Saints, 31-24. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. I mentioned the Jags and the Steelers coming up next weekend. The mini bye this weekend for the Jags to get a few days away. And then it's back to work on Monday. And then a player's day off Tuesday, and then back on the practice field truly to get ready for the Steelers starting on Wednesday of next week. So mini bye this week, then the Steelers game, and then the full bye. So a lot of rest time coming up, Fred, for this team. And then all of a sudden the stretch run gets here, and it starts off with the San Francisco 49ers coming to town. Okay, strap up, because it's going to be a heck of a run here coming up.
Yeah, no, I think they have a, considering where they are, record-wise and health-wise, I think having this Thursday night game behind us, winning it first and foremost, JP, now having it behind us with the opportunity to still a few days and have a mini-bye, I think it's perfect timing. They'll be able to go and play this game, which I believe they can win. The Steelers are a good team. They're not the Steelers of old. You know, I think they're still a young team. They're not a bad team. They can win, but I believe the Jaguars are a much better team and should win that game. But, again, I thought they would win the Texans game. So they still got to show up and play. And then you have the official bye after that where guys can get a bit healthier. Guys like Tyson Campbell, hamstrings are tricky. We don't know the extent of the hamstring, but we do know we're going to need him versus, you know, a team like the 49ers. So it'd be good to see some of these guys walk a little, you know, get some of these linemen back, get some of the secondary back, and just also get the other guys an opportunity to get their fresh legs back for this stretch run. And the momentum helps that. You know, Doug say breaking momentum can suck. You know, have these mini buys and then a big buy, and you're like, wow, we're kind of out of sync, I mean. But, yeah, I think it's good timing where everything is landing now, and I believe they're going to really do some or make some noise in the second half of the season once the bye comes and goes.
So, Fred, with the Jags having the weekend off, how are you going to spend your Sunday?
Look at you, Mike. That's a good one. I'll be shuffling my fantasy league deck. How about that?
All right.
Because I am terrible right now. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I just hope I don't get a phone call from the Pivot crew trying to take advantage of my off day. I think I'll just watch football. There's some pretty good matchups coming up here. I think Miami goes up to Philly. I think that'll be a good game. That's the game I'm looking forward to. I believe the Lions, who do they play? I think it's a good game. Lions, Baltimore is a good game. I'll be watching football, man. I'll be dialed in.
You always are, Fred, and it's nice to catch up with you again. We'll talk to you next week before the Steelers game. Enjoy the mini-bye.
Cheers, mate. Have a nightcap for me.
We'll definitely do it in about 45 minutes from right now.
All right, guys. Fred, have a good one.
Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor joining us. For those on our flagship station, 1010XL in Jacksonville, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next with your calls. And, yes, the Jaguars have done it again. They've won 4 in a row. And now a record of 5-2, first place in the AFC South. Tonight, a win over the New Orleans Saints, 31-24. Thanks to our entire crew, and thanks to you for listening. For Mike Dempsey, I'm JP Shadrick, and this is Jaguars Postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.